Thank you. I'm here to replace Xu Huanshi, who actually she prepared this talk. Yeah, I also want to thank my co-authors, Craig Dury, Reynolds, McLaurin, and Zhang. What I'm going to talk today is about a reticulate effect on Antara, south part of Antara. In south part of Antara, this Canada is Antara. The south part is located here. If we call it southwest, actually it's Antaria, it's south. So someone told me it's about 15 states that in Antara territory or part of territory is north of this point in the United States. Yeah. In this part, a lot of people use no-till, but we also find no-till has some problem here regarding this kind of soil property. Also have a lower yield compared conventional mobile plow. So we have a long-term tillage study, that tillage study including these three different tillage, also reed tillage. But during the past 10 or 20 years, we do not really take care of examine how soil changes. So this way, I want just talk focusing on this reed tillage on carbon and panoramic resistance, these two factors. The first, to give you some brief review. It's really a brief review of about reed tillage current understanding. Yeah. First is a brief tillage can improve soil fertility, water, pest management. And also, reed tillage can reduce tillage, reduce soil erosion, increase soil carbon is compared to mobile plow, and also decreasing greenhouse gas emission, enhance soil depth, improve environment for seed growth. Also, this reed tillage involves some bad negative factors. Yes. First is for it increase phosphorus loss. This study is based on our plots. It's increase more phosphorus lost in tile drainage. And also, soil bauxite increase compared to no-till. It decreases soil in the carbon. This is something is different place. They found that there's no reed tillage actually compare more plots decrease organic carbon. Although there have some disadvantages to this reed tillage, but the reed tillage still be recognized as a good practice compared to some other minimum tillage practice. Okay, this way, yeah. When we talk about reed tillage, so people are going to, which way? This way? Yeah, I'm sorry. Reed tillage is special compared to moreboard or no-till. It's going to have a characterized pattern of because the reed always stay there. They have an interrosal configuration stay there all the time. So soil property is going to change and follow this pattern. So some studies suggested when we're talking about reed tillage, we cannot take reed tillage soil, the reed as just united, same kind of soil property. You have to separate it into different soil zones, such as reed center, reed shoulder, and interrow. So objective of this talk is just these three. First, to compare how this reed tillage effect on carbon and the soil penetrate meter resistance. The second is to try to examine the spatial variation with carbon and the soil penetration resistance. The first, we try to examine when we sample reed tillage soil, which location is going to be really representative the entire soil of the reed. The soil type is a clay loam. The study in 83, So we included these three different tillage. This only have two reps. We do not have four reps or three, only two. To crop is corn soybean rotation. The sample we collected in last year's fall, just before harvest. The reason we collect sample before harvest, we try to get rid of 4 weeks in compaction. You see, we just corn almost ready for harvest, but we have this kind of, we design this soil hydraulic driven soil sampler we can work on. Very high, can work on it, still soil keeps corn there, yeah. The soil we collect is down to 50 centimeters, but we just some not that complete. So we just separate into these different fractions from the 5, 5, 10. The deep depth is 30 to 40. We determine the soil's total carbon concentration. This soil is carbon free, so total carbon here, we just use this organic carbon. At the same time, we also measure the soil penetration resistance for the exact location. When we sample soil from reed tillage, we follow this kind of pattern. We actually sampled two entire reed, position one until 8, it's actually until 9, but when we average the soil concentration or penetrometer resistance, we used first 8. The same thing for the moldboard and the no-till, we follow the same pattern to see if carbon or resistance follow the so any spatial changes. Let's give you the average carbon concentration. So this, the first one, this is a mobile plow. It's no tillage. So this reed tillage really follows between. In the surface, it's great higher than mobile, but lower than no till. But on the steep depths, they reach quite similar. So when we come back to spatial variation, we see here, this one is a moldboard. You see, the first three layers, carbon concentration follows this sample position, so there's no any change. It's almost identical. But if we come back to no-till, it shows the stratification. The first layer, 0 to 5, really have a significant high. And subsurface soil, this one is second, 0 to 5, 10 to 20, 5 to 10, 10 to 20. But this here is 10 to 20 is something lower than the same depth, the carbon in the same depth of the mobile plow soil. But when we come back to what we are try to see is reed tillage, we see the pattern. This reed tillage really have some kind of long-term impact, residual impact there. The carbon on the reed part or solder part really have great more carbon compared to inter-reed. This is soil penetration resistance. Follow the same kind of change, yeah. This no-till, the surface, when we're talking about the surface, 10 centimeters something, this no-till have great high penetration resistance compared to other tillage. And this moldboard have low. But once you come down to deep depth soil, this moldboard, soil, conventional tillage soil really is this penetration resistance is increased. It compares either no-till or reed tillage. Same thing for penetration resistance, the no-till and the moldboard didn't show significant spatial variation. So here we only give the change about reed tillage You see, for the same Xinjiang, the P3 and the P7 is read. P1, P5, P9 is inter-read. So inter-read have really lower penetration resistance compared to other part of the soil. This lower and high penetration resistance in read the different part of the read is really closely related to water content. We also, for the soil, we also measured water content. So you see, the lower part really is accompanied with high water content. The key part for this study is we try to see if we select soil, we collect samples from reed tillage. Usually we collect soil from shoulder. We try to use samples that represent the entire reed tillage soil. But based on the three properties we measured for the soil organic carbon compared to the average, we use the relative value. We set the 0.1 to 0.8 average. Use the relative, we set it's one, the same thing for soil water content and the penetration resistance. For carbon collected from solder, you see, is some part is look above, some part is lower, but it's quite, there's no difference compared, no significant difference. But from inter-row and the row, for inter-row, the carbon content is significantly lower. It's every point depth is lower than average. For the solder, same thing is every point is higher than the average. So for the organic carbon, we think if we select samples, collect samples from the solder, it should be okay. The same logic applies to water content. You see here, follow the same thing for the inter-row, the water content is greater than average. For the row, it's less than, but you use the samples from the solder, it's comparable to the area. However, for the soil penetration resistance, this 2 points show the same kind of story. Inter-row lower than the area. This solder is high than the area. From this, we use the paired t-test. There's no difference between from the row compared to the area. But this difference really is just because of the surface. The surface is significant. It's very lower. It's about 15% relative lower than the area. But all other deep depths is really high than the area. So we found for soil penetration resistance, if you try to measure a real average of number for rigid tillage soil, you cannot just select a single point. You have to use the average multiple points. Yeah. So the conclusion is rigid tillage resulted in strong spatial variation of carbon, water content and soil penetration resistance on this Brockstone clay loam soil. So after 28 years of reed tillage, improved quality of Brock soil, increased carbon compared to moldboard poor soil, compared to no-till soil, it lowered soil penetration resistance. So reed tillage may be more sustainable for the region in Southwest Ontario for that particular broken clay loam soil. So the sample collected from the solder of the reed can use to present the average organic carbon and the soil water content across the reed. But this soil collected from the reed cannot be used for penetration resistance. I think that's all. I think finally I want to thank the financial support for this. Also for the first author Xu Huanshi is the PhD student from Ministry of Education of China and also Agriculture Department of China. We joined the program. Thank you. It's relatively not that popular compared to Marlboro Brown, but in our area, something about 10% from US utility.